Hi, welcome everyone. This is Mike J, and I want to talk to you tonight about the charter program for the Flawless Living Coaching System that I have put together. Been working on this for some time. We started the book, the first book, 7 years ago, and then we changed that into an airplane book, which is going to be published in March of 2012, along about the end of March. And we feel like that we are going to have a need for people who can walk people through, including the hand-holding that's required, the 12 elements of the system. And these 12 elements call on people to do some, how would you say it, contemplation, dialogue, talking with others, people who are concerned about them. And we feel like that in some ways it's going to be a tough go on your own. Although we do have a workbook and people can work through the program on their own, we feel like that people are going to ask for coaches. We feel like that people are going to ask for what we're going to call guides, someone who's kind of been there, done that. And in order to get a number of people that we can refer these people to coming off of the book launch over the next year, we want to begin to put in place a formal program that people can, they themselves, be walked through by myself, who've been working with the program for some time. We spent some time working on a live seminar with the 12 elements. I've actually conducted one myself a little over a year and 3 months ago, August of 2010. We felt like at the time that live seminars are going to be part of the mix, but that people will want to lower the cost of travel, and we'll want to do this somewhat asynchronously and both synchronously with someone to hold their hand, somebody to guide them through. So our Flawless Coaching System, we're going to kick off in January with a group of folks in this charter group. And I haven't decided how I'm going to present that yet, and that's the reason why, when I say present it, offer it to the public. I've even thought of maybe offering it as a donation-based program because we want to change up the rules of how we deliver content with Flawless Living, because it's a paradigm that that works off of a different set of assumptions than does what we're commonly working under now, which we refer to in the vernacular as blank slate. In other words, everybody's created equal under the system versus everybody's not equal at all. And consequently, if we're not equal, then what is different about us? And then knowing what is different about us actually helps us understand how to, quote unquote, come into equilibrium with the world, the sets of requirements that all of us live in day-to-day reality. And part of this process is a remaking of your belief system, and it does require, in my view, some what we call dynamic inquiry, some contemplation, some dialogue, and also just some kind of soul searching. And I think it's better that people be trained how to manage the process, allow the process to do the work, allow the 12 elements to work. We probably are going to offer the program as a 12-step program to break the addiction of blank slate, to begin to help people understand that we've all grown up with a set of assumptions that is most likely hitting a peak right now, and that will begin to have diminishing returns over the next couple of decades. And that if they're going to live with growth as a basic set of assumptions, that is going to have a set of returns that is going to be marginally diminishing over time. And what we're trying to say is maybe we will have to learn to live with something other than growth. And therefore, we're going to have to adjust our assumption. We're going to have to adjust our realities. We're going to have to begin to understand, and how do we do that? Well, there's actually 12 steps that I've come up with that actually key us back in to living our lives in a different way. Now, this is going to be a lot easier for baby boomers because we're already reaching a point in our lives where we're beginning to grow more into ourselves and grow more away from what we've all been told that has not had as much benefit for the world as we would like to think it has. So this model can be it can be tough sometimes because it questions those basic beliefs that we have about reality. And so we think that we're going to need some coaches, and I think, depending on how this design conversation goes, that we're going to actually need a group of guides who mentor those coaches, and these guides then will be mentored by myself. The design program is going to start next week. We're going to have a couple of calls. Gary, what we're going to have two calls on one day. Is it Tuesday the 13th? What day is it that we're going to have those two calls? Can you remember right offhand?
I was thinking it was the 19th, Mike.
No, I think we're going sooner than that.
Right.
I think
okay.
We're going to have two calls next week. Anyway, we'll let you know.
The 13th. I'll check real quick.
Okay, just check real quick. And we're going to have one in the morning and one in the evening. And what we'll do is we'll basically set up a design conversation that we want to have. And it can run as far as how we present the program to how we deliver the program to how we set up the program in terms of how people are going to pay for it, attend, be certified, those kinds of things. And essentially what I wanted to do is throw it open to a design conversation a little earlier than I'd previously planned because I think there's probably some ideas out there that we haven't thought of. And in order to have some gestation period before we actually launch the charter group in January, I'd rather R&D this a little bit. I have a really good success with R&D in the past, and because I want to R&D this and because I want to get a few people involved in the R&D, what I thought I would do is I'll go ahead and offer the price of the program for what would normally be the price of the early bird certification, which is half the retail price of $997, hence the $497, which gives you the opportunity to have the design conversation with me. I'm going to give you access to me for 180 days on email. Now, generally speaking, it'll probably be about one email a day, 5 days a week, something like that. Normally people, you know, have quite a few questions early on, and then things begin to tail off, and they just need some guidance a little bit later on. But what I'm going to try to model is the same type of program that many of the flawless coaches and guides will have with people who they're working with as a retail client. So I'm going to try to model that particular part. The other thing is that we do want to list some people in the book as being go-to people. So we're going to put together a section in the book that has people who are certified in this process. In other words, we want to make sure that there's some control over the process. We don't want to just turn people loose in a freelance coaching situation. We want people to follow the process because we know the process works, and therefore we want them monitored, and the people who will monitor and actually serve as quote-unquote a mentor, which if anybody is aware of JAC's system of requisite organization, it's kind of a manager once removed. In other words, in the JAC's requisite organization system, the manager once removed, the person who's not managing is actually accountable for the development of the subordinate. In this particular case, that would be the guide. Right now, the only guide that exists is me. And I thought to myself, well, I can work with about 24 to 48 people guiding them because that's been my past history, and that's a comfortable level, especially when a system's ramping up like this. However, I think that it would be smarter for me to have a few guides that I could mentor and then to have some coaches that we could train, which will give us a lot better triangulation on the whole system. So we're going to need some coaches, we're going to need some guides, and I want to spend more time with the coaches who will become guides, who will in fact be level one coaches and be able to take people through the process, or at least we'll recommend that people use these people to go through the process, and hence we want to put some of those in the book. We want to give you access to the coaching program, which will be about 13 calls between now and March the 23rd to the 26th. We'll get that We'll get that schedule out. My plan is to actually begin the orientation January the 17th, and we'll have to hustle to get 13 calls in, probably have a few weeks there. We'll have two calls, those kinds of things. But I want to walk people through the 12 elements. I want to walk them through what we feel like we should do. And then, of course, we have a workbook to go through with this process, and we'll probably need some help with tweaking the facilitation guide. Now, Gary, one of the things that you and I had talked about earlier that we couldn't answer, and I just realized that we weren't asking the right question, and that is we have a workbook to go through this program, but we do not as of yet have a facilitator's guide for that workbook. And that is what I was concerned about when we were talking about who was going to do that in the next 13 weeks so that facilitator's guide is ready, you know, for after the book launch. Because what we're going to do is this. We basically, and this now gets into some of the design, but basically what we're going to do is when people buy the book, we will know who those people are. And what we're going to put in place is a go over your order, make sure we have your mailing address correct for the book, and then offer you the opportunity to involve yourself in a Flawless Coaching program. Now, we haven't decided exactly what those programs are. We've thought of everything from offering a small assessment package to a guided fast start with four sessions to a 13-week full-blown Flawless Coaching cycle to something that's perhaps longer and maps to more of a developmental sequence for those people who are really wanting to get the most out of the system and, of course, maybe have the farthest to go. So the idea then is to take everyone who buys the book, and in the past we've sold as many as 3,000 or 4,000 books in one of these launches. That gives us a heck of a lot of leads to talk to over the next 90 days as we ship out books and as we begin to talk to people about what they'd like to do. We're also going to offer an upsell when we sell the book. So the person has the opportunity then to get kind of like an early bird coaching program where they may have only two calls with a coach and then may be able to get a workbook. And so we'll want trained people because the calls that they make with the coach will be an opportunity for that particular coach to actually sign that client up for one of these coaching programs. And so part of the interwoven process of the design is to offer people, not sell them, but to offer them the opportunity to get involved not only with the book, because we know most people don't read the books, but with the program itself, with the actual life change, with the actual, things are rough right now and they could be a lot rougher. Can we help you with that? And then along with that, some supportive material from myself and others who are forecasting right now that things could get a little rough in the next 18 months. And so that's part of the timing of the book and part of the timing of the program and stuff like that. And I think a lot of people just don't know what to do. So part of this process is us helping them use a 12-step guide to find out what it is that they can do to be prepared for whatever's coming, and then also to take advantage of what is happening as an opportunity rather than what most people are going to see as challenges. We are going to have a certification face-to-face for those people that go through the program because I want to know who it is. I want to shake their hand. I want to talk to them. I want to talk to them about what it is we're trying to accomplish with this program and give them some more in-depth insights into not only level one but level two and what we can do during that period. So for the $497 that you're getting right now, you get to sign up for the inner circle, the design conversation that's actually happening in parallel with the coaching program as we release it. And, of course, I'm going to record the online coaching program. That's one of the reasons for doing this as well, so people can actually purchase that program. We're going to do some video at the certification, and people will have the opportunity to do a short video. Video has been very effective in helping people understand whether or not they're a match with a person, especially if someone's going to work with them. So we'll help people through kind of a 3 to 5 minute, maybe 8 minute video, depending on what the person has to say in terms of their own story. And then we're going to celebrate my birthday. I'll be 60 years old, March the 23rd. And so we got a number of things going that, and that birthday dinner is free to you guys who pay $4.97. So we'll have a nice dinner and toast Mike and all that sort of jazz. Plus my kids are coming in, and so it's kind of like a little mini family reunion for me to celebrate my 60th birthday. So that dinner will kick off the weekend. The weekend will finish the certification. We'll get the videos scheduled and done in there. We'll do some videotaping, some interviews, some things like that that we want to use a little bit later on the website and the promotion of this stuff and those kinds of things like that. So basically, you're getting those people that we're accepting into this program early. You're basically getting the opportunity to work with us in design, go through the coaching program, get the certification. You don't have to pay anything other than get yourself to Las Vegas. And usually that's a pretty easy deal in terms of cost. We're going to get a block of hotel rooms, but you can stay anywhere you want. Right now, staying in Vegas is really cheap. I'm not sure where we're going to be because we're talking to a couple of people. I kind of like the Palazzo because it's such a fun place to be. It's got such a great atmosphere, kind of like being in a little city in Vegas on the inside. Doesn't matter what the weather is on the outside. And it hooks to the Venetian through the water, and it's a real nice place. But we'll find some place to be there with us all, and people will stay over a couple nights, and then we'll get out of there on Monday, most likely. That's what you'll get with the program, aside from having the access to me. The access to me, basically what I want that to be is to mimic what it would be like if you had access to someone who was going through the program themselves. In other words, there's a lot of, how would I say it? There's a lot of there are a lot of things that come up during the course of this program, and each of the 12 steps is in fact a step in the direction of mapping to what we call a blueprint. The blueprint is what allows you to actually kind of come face to face with your values as well as your path. And then the opportunity to blueprint that path allows us to begin to make what I would say decisions in the face of adversity that are going to yield higher levels of psychic income and in a lot of cases higher levels of material income during a time when there's a lot of adversity. And what I see coming is a lot of adversity. It's not going to be as easy as it was because we're going to reset this entire system one way or the other. Now, we may take 2 decades to do it, but we're still going to reset it. Or we may take 18 months to do it, and that's going to really be tough on a whole lot of folks. This program is designed to get us ready to work well in the new program at a lower level of consumption where growth does not have to be the leading issue. Where equilibrium, where different kinds and ways of being, rather than just growth, which is very hard on not only the ecology, but you know the available resources we have, the way people live, those kinds of things like that. So this is a preparatory tool for us to live in a different way as the paradigm shifts, but to live through the shift in a much better way than we would if we had only the paradigm of BS to guide us, which is, hey, you know, I don't have enough money, so I got to go get some more money. Well, wait a minute. If you don't have enough money, maybe there's a reason that you don't have enough money, and maybe that reason is connected to some of the assumptions that you have. So let's take a look at this. Where is your happiness? In other words, the first step of the program is happiness is natural. Well, where is that happiness? How can we find out where is the path of your own happiness, and is that aligned with where you're going right now? I think happiness is already coming to the forefront in a lot of different places as much more of a governing tool than just quote-unquote GDP or growth or those kinds of things like that. So the happiness issues and success issues that we confront in the Flawless Living Coaching Program are issues that are going to work in any system, whether you're in BS, whether you're in FLOSS, whether you're in the next system that emerges or whatever it is. We really have to understand who we are and what it is that who we are is becoming in order to, for us to be able to begin to make the kinds of decisions under load that are not going to put us in worse shape, so to speak. And so part of that seems like common sense, but a lot of people don't have that uncommon sense to be able to make the decisions along a path that are actually going to let them live in a step-down process. And, of course, what we're going to have to do is step down ahead of this collapse wave, or we're going to suffer through, you know, losses of standard of living and income and everything else along with it. Not that we won't do that anyway, but there's a way I think we can do it in a way. And it's hard to put a program up for people to say, we're going to have bad times, so here's a better way of going through them. But at its root, and part of this design process, is we need to design the language for us to be able to offer that to people. Because I want to be a realist. And I'm very much an optimist, so I'm not a pessimist at all. However, if things are lining up to be negative and there's going to be very little positive, well, then there's an opportunity to put yourself in front of that in a way that makes you vulnerable to less things. And we know that comes from hardiness. We know that comes from resilience. And we've been teaching that for the last decade. Now, how do you get there in 12 steps? That's what we are going to teach people. And it's a very simple model. It has four pillars: awareness, purpose, competence, and wealth. And under each of those is three steps. And we have a workbook, and we're going to create a facilitator's guide and let a person actually get walked through this process. So I'm going to walk a group of people through this process online as a part of the audio program that we're going to create starting in January. And what we want are people there to be sort of guinea pigs, sort of share with us their own journey, because everybody goes through the journey. I'm going through the journey, you're going through the journey, everyone's going through the journey. And the process is, it's a guided journey, it's a simulation, it's an opportunity for us to begin to put in place the kinds of things that we want to be able to know that are sunk hard in the ground in terms of footprints that we're not going to be shaky through this process, because it's going to be a very difficult process. We're going to have a significant amount of noise. We may have a significant number of challenges, everything from energy to war to money and credit to debt default to everything else being piled on this thing over the next couple of years. And I think 2012 probably going to be the catalyst for this. I'm thinking myself in terms of, someone was forcing me to predict that probably March of 2013, we'll probably begin to see some writing on the wall, and it could not be pretty. I think the recovery's over, which we'll find out, 6 months down the road. It's always looking back 6 months to a year to say, oh, yeah, the recovery, the next recession started at a certain point in time. So I don't want to be a doomsday person. At the same time, there is nothing in the structural dynamics that indicates that in the developed world that we're going to be in front of a set of demographics that's going to be helpful to us. Now, in the emerging world, that's a different story. There is a set of demographics over there that you can get in front of, and that long-term, we're looking at up versus down or sideways like we're looking in the developed world. So part of this process is understanding the underlying structural dynamics of what got us here, then taking apart those dynamics, putting them back together and saying, okay, if this is what got us here, what can help us move from here on? And that's what I've done in the 12 steps. So the design conversation that we need to have is, how do we roll this program out? How do we give the optimum number of people who are open to this the opportunity to take part in it? How can we get people to take part in it? What are the kinds of messages that we need to send? What are the kinds of ways in which we need to help people understand what this information is and how they can use it? What are the different ways that they can use it? Those kinds of things. So this design process that'll be in parallel to the launch of the book. So the design conversation itself is designed to be 6 calls. However, what I think I will do is I want to get a feel for for who's going to be with us. I want to get a feel for where the dialogue needs to go. And then over the next 90 days, as the design itself matures in the process of delivering the online program, then I want to begin to look at how that's going to roll out when we release the book in late March. And so this I want some company. in exchange for some company, for some ears, for some dialogue, for some inquiry and contemplation, I basically just give you the kitchen sink for one price. The online coaching program will sell for somewhere in the neighborhood of $297 with the audios, I'm guessing. There'll be a workbook that goes with it, a set of materials, some bonus materials. There'll be an upsell with a coach for it. The certification that you'll have to attend will probably be a two-day. I'm thinking now a two-day certification, maybe 2.5 day. We're going to try it at 2.5, but we'll see if we can get it down to a two-day because I'd like to get people in Friday night, have them work Saturday, half a Sunday, and out for the certification, or which then mimics the Flawless Living Seminar, which is the in the immersion, where people come in and actually go through the process of doing the work with no intention of being a coach or a guide. So again, those things have to run simultaneously. Part of the answers to this will get through the design process. So rather than wait till January like I'd intended, I thought maybe it's a good time now to gestate this thing, get a few people involved, and get some ideas, and then go from there. Now, the amount of work that you'll have to do will usually consist of a couple of survey questions that you'll answer either before or after a short program. And what I'll do is I'll put out some design questions, some things that I'm trying to study, some things I'm trying to understand, like I have already. I've actually posed some of the initial design questions, like what should this program look like? You know, we've got a book, we've got a workbook, we're going to have a facilitation guide, we've got coaches, we've got guides, we've got me, we've got a live seminar, we've got some online work. What should that look like? You know, we've got a brander working with us who's been working with us about a year, so he understands a lot of what we're trying to accomplish in terms of media. And what we want to do is get with him in this design process and finalize the design so we get a clean look across everything, so everything's kind of solid. I'll need some people to be taking a look at that, critiquing that, those kinds of things like that. So there's not a lot of work, basically. The most work that you'll have is dealing with your own system through this process because every one of us, including me, are going through the 12-step process, me for my third or fourth time, and I'll have some opportunities to do some things that I want to do, which are to formulate at a deeper level what is going to be my response using who I am as a person to the, let's say, environmental load that we're under right now and that we may be under in the future. And so those are some questions that I'm going to be answering, and I'll share those with you as I go through because I'm actually designing my own response to this from my standpoint, and I will share with you what that response looks like along the way as you share with me what your responses are early in this level one program. So let me stop right there. I think I've covered most of everything, how we're going to do things. The formal part of the process will involve you answering some questions for me in a survey form that won't take very long, like I say, either before or after calls, maybe once or twice during the program, those kinds of things. And then just to kind of hang out with me to kind of understand where we're going with the design, what's happening with the branding, those kinds of things like that. And it's kind of an inner circle team-like affair. I decided rather than having 24 that we'll just have 12, so I'll probably cut the membership off fairly quickly so that we don't get too many cooks in the kitchen. And basically what I'm looking for right now is diversity. So I'm not looking for any particular person, I'm just looking for people who will participate. And that's the kind of people, that's the cross section of the kind of people that will actually be, you know, looking at participating in the future with the book, the workbook, the program, and those things like that. So that's my story. Anybody on the call have any questions? Gary, do you have any questions about where we want to go with this?
First of all, Mike, you have the two calls this coming Monday, December 12th at 10:30
right.
a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, good. And what I thought was is that people who are signing up can actually attend one of those calls. The other thing that I want to do is to see if Brian Penry is available for one of those calls, Gary, so that I can begin to bring him now into this process of part of the design team so that we work with him and he understands where where our current dialogue is in the program so that he can begin to match up with that in terms of branding.
Okay.
Okay, so see if he can attend one of those calls. Then I figured that people can attend one or both or none. The only thing I'm asking is that people attend three out of the six. We've got the first two scheduled. What I thought we would do is look at my schedule and try to figure out when we might schedule the other four calls. My sense of things is that we'll have these first two design calls, one hopefully with Brian. Then we will go through the holidays, give people some gestation time and some time down. Then we'll come back around January the 15th. What actual day of the week is that? Do you know, have you got your calendar out?
January 15th is Sunday.
Okay, so let's have a call on January the 16th. I want to roll out the intro call to the coaching program on the 17th. See and make that a introductory call to the Flawless Coaching Program. So we'll need to, Gary, internally, we'll have to set up the content using the same site that we're using right now. We'll need to change the info page once we get through the design process to actually recruiting people to the coaching program itself. And so I'll help you work on that over the holidays. So Gary, looking at the same call that we're looking at here tonight, basically we just changed the format out of design and put that into the coaching program, and then underneath it we would have this call. It would say Monday. Actually, let's make it the 17th and rather than the 16th. Let's take the call would be on the 17th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So that would be your instant teleseminar event and the phone number and stuff like that. And then I'll help you fill in the content for that. We'll have a pricing link there because this is a buy page. And then the design team would probably meet on the 18th, January the 18th. So the third of the six calls would be on the 18th. And then what I'd like to do is schedule two calls in February and probably one call in March in parallel with the coaching program. Now, let's go through this design process just a little bit. Sorry for the sausage making here, folks, but that's what this design is about. We basically have a half a month of January. We have a full month of February with a leap year this year, believe it or not. What an interesting concurrence of events, our friend Shakespeare would say. And then we have all of March to complete the coaching program. The first thing we'll do in design, Gary, is you and I will come up with a tentative schedule, and let's you and I talk about that over the weekend so that we can offer that schedule of the coaching program to the design group on Monday. And I'm just wondering, let's see. I'm just wondering if we should not move those calls to Tuesday because of just giving us one breather day. Because I was not sure that I was going to be here on Tuesday because I had tentatively booked a reservation to get out of here on Tuesday. So I wanted to make sure before I went into a time change that we had those meetings. But since I know I'm not leaving till at least Wednesday evening, let's go ahead and move those calls to Tuesday. So when you send out this audio, send out the note to the people who are involved that we'll be having a design call on Tuesday. And I don't expect everyone to show up, but basically what I want to go over is two things. One, I want to get the schedule set for the next 3 months in January with the coaching, with the Flawless Coaching System. We need a little bit of feedback and help there. The next thing I want to do is to get Brian Penry involved, who's working with us in branding, about what are we going to brand? What are going to be the pieces that we brand? So I think he should have that now so that we begin with the book cover as well as everything else that we finalize so that we understand what pieces we're actually going to put out there and what branding elements does he need to have ready so that he can work on that over the holidays. Okay?
Okay, that having a Tuesday is going to interfere with the Type Dynamics call.
Only in the evening, right?
Right.
I wonder if I dare send that to Wednesday. Okay, let's send it to Wednesday. Here's what we'll do. We'll do a morning call on Tuesday, and we'll do an evening call on Wednesday. And then I will not leave until Thursday. So we'll put this in the back, because I need to get these things done in terms of design. And then, of course, I want to begin the process where people can begin start to talk to me on email if they want to over the holidays as well. Okay, so we've got it. That'll give us a 10 on Tuesday and an 8:30 on Wednesday.
Okay.
Type dynamics on Tuesday. So that'll wind everything up and get everything cleaned up for me too as well. Okay, good. Anybody else have any questions about anything that's going to go on, you want to see go on, anything like that?
Well, it sounds pretty good so far, Mike.
Okay, good. Well, actually, it's a process. We've done this a lot of times before. I've been doing this for a long time, and it works. It doesn't matter at this point how many people join us. What matters is the path that we begin to lay down for people to walk. So we got to turn some lights on. We got to begin to work on our path work. Each of us individually has to do our work, and that is what is the attractive mechanism that's involved here. The thing that we have seen happen is that people are going to be extremely careful, if at all, in terms of how they're going to allocate their time and resources and money going forward, because people are just not spending like they used to spend. And that's a good thing. And that's one of the reasons I want to talk to the design group about, you know, one of the things that's been creeping into my mind is, what if we make the coaching program itself a donation program? In other words, I'm wondering, do we set it up to maybe where people can donate each class they attend? They can go back and get them. The audio's there. The donation is there. Gary, we need a modus operandi for being able to do that. We tried a little bit of that out with MyPal. Seemed to work okay. So what I'm thinking is that we actually have several options in how we offer this program, that we remove the risk from people being involved in the program. And yes, we may have some tire kickers and things like that, but that's okay. That's still part of the cross-section that we have to deal with. So what I'm actually thinking is, you know, making it a donation program, and then, of course, the certification, the face-to-face and stuff has to be there if people want to move on. But the thing that I'm thinking about is, if we make these donation-style programs where people are actually being walked through the program on a voluntary basis, available on an ongoing basis, taught by the guides and mentored by me, that we are actually doing something socially responsible in terms of living out our design, which is to not hype people into consuming things they don't need to consume at a time they don't need to consume them, which is the whole basis of FLOSS. So this is one of the reasons I threw this design conversation out there, and why I think it's important right now that people get involved, at least in the design part of the conversation, so that we can understand, you know, what is it that we're trying to serve? What is it that we're trying to model? What is it that we're trying to do? Why is this program different? Why do you need to be a part of this movement? And at this point in time, I can't answer all those things. So I think having some people along with us and actually putting this into a gestation, which I've always found it's best to dump clarity into your subconscious and allow that to do some work for you over a period of time. This is an ideal time to do it before we go to the holidays, because there are so many things happening through the holidays in terms of environmental load that it does cause us to squeeze and press and put some tension into our system, so perhaps innovation will work a little bit more effectively.
Mike, I do have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
And one of the things that's compelling that you keep talking about is that we have to do our own work as well, so around the flawless living system. So what suggestions do you have, or what's the next step for us as guides, if we're interested in this, to engage in this at our own work level? Should we start doing something now? What do you recommend?
Well, what I recommend is get a hold of the book and read the book, because the book is actually the context for the shift that's going to take place and the reasons why we need to make the shift. So the again, the book is the is the contextual material. What one wants to begin to do is come to the point of actually testing some of their assumptions, their current assumptions about the way they live their lives and the way we lived our lives, and the way we tell our children to live our lives, and the way we work with other people to live their lives. Are those assumptions, in fact, really valid for what we now know about what's taking place? And so part of this process is a process of inspiration, of contemplation, of inquiry, and sort of a deeper sense of questioning about who are we? And I think this who are we question is very important. Now, we have used in our system before, and this will be part of the coaching program, is, you know, what kind of assessment portfolio do you want to put together? And, of course, we have an assessment center built already with assessments in it that people can take, and we're going to look at which ones we want to suggest people take, because there are some that are easier, some that are more efficient, some that are less costly. I mean, those kinds of things that people want to get in this and say, hey, I don't have a lot of money to do this, but I want to do it, so how can you give me some guidance? So we've got two new assessments coming along in a program that I'm teaching around 2012 and beyond in January. One is a really simple little coffee table assessment that begins to teach us a little bit about who we are in terms of movement and and motivation and systems. And then another one is a more of a leadership style, what we kind of have a tendency to lead with under load, a type of assessment that's going to be very inexpensive. And then we have a full assessment bundle, even including developmental assessments that take us through the levels. So there are basically five levels to this program. It's kind of like an onion with five rings. And the easiest thing for people getting started is to read the book. Then they can begin the process of peeling the onion of themselves to get to the point to where they really understand themselves clear enough that the way you make decisions doesn't require thought. It's the same thing that you do with athletes to get them to the point to perform without thinking. It's the same thing that's taught in the martial arts. It's the same thing that's taught in spiritual practice. The thing that we need to do is to consciously peel away and question and contemplate and gestate on those things that make up the belief system that we have, and then to begin to understand how that belief system is dynamic, it is moving. And then begin to, like we did in HAL in 2001 Space Odyssey, to pull out some of those beliefs and then to substitute some additional beliefs. And, of course, all this is a process that's sort of, how would I say, it's sort of conceptualized in this 12-step program. So literally, if you want to start now and you say, well, I don't know anything about this stuff, but what you're saying sounds good, where do I start? Read the book. And, of course, you'll have access to the pre-published guide. Now, the book that's in the pre-publishing form right now has morphed a little in the last year, and we're going through the final rewrites and stages right now, so you guys will be the first ones to have copy of the book and those kind of things. But in general, the book reads more or less like we want it to read. Again, I did a final rewrite that hasn't been posted yet, but long about end of January, we'll have that book beginning to move into its final form. And that's where I'd say start. I'd say start there, because the book is provocative. The book will say things to you that you may not believe or want to buy into, and it makes a case for why you won't. And so I think that's the place. I don't think it's a real hard read. Basically, as we go through the program, now one thing I have found is, in general, people don't read books and study and use a scholarly approach. That's why we need kind of the online approach with it. So it says, okay, this week's study is going to be this chapter, and what your pre-work is to read this, come prepared to class, we'll talk about it, we'll talk about some of the basic steps and some of the basic things in it, and then, of course, the things that you have to do. Now, in the book, there is some dynamic inquiry, which means there are some questions that you can answer, so which became part of the workbook. So part of what we need to talk about in the design conversation this next week is how does the workbook with the online program need to progress? And there are a couple of things that I'm thinking. We can make that not this first time, but as we understand it more, I think we can do it dynamically, which means that during the class program, you can actually pull up your website, log in, and write into your journal little ahas or things that you want to talk about or journal to yourself or whatever. And the workbook needs to be part of a journaling process, which is the best possible way I can think of helping you understand yourself over a period of time, because the effects of the journal are both conscious and subconscious. So that's part of this process as well. So I think if I was to give advice, I would say start with the book, look at the questions for each chapter, begin to try to answer those. If you get real, curious, you might want to take an assessment that's referred to or something like that. And we will make the assessments available to you through the course of the program, at least some form of the assessment. And so that becomes part of the process as well. We just haven't exactly decided which way to go. That's why we need the design conversation.
Yeah, got it. Great, thanks.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, good. Gary, I've said enough, done enough, caused enough trouble, given you enough things to do and think about, us to think about. We'll get those calls scheduled and out. We want to get this audio posted and get it out and so that people can listen to it. And we'll do another broadcast, let people listen to the audio, see how sign-up goes, and then we'll meet with the group that's here on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then kick off for a nice vacation and then get back with it.
Okay, very good.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Thanks
for your interest.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.